great price. Picture this, you're hungry and you're craving something different. Something with a crunch.
Oh, wow, that's perfect. Crunchy and packed with flavor and so much taste.
Yo, grab a pack, man chip, crunch it. You know how we do. Introducing Yo Crunch, the snack you never stop crunching. Yo Crunch, feel the crunch in every lunch. Brought to you by Yo-Yo Fan Snacks.
The Hot FM News Headlines, every 30 minutes, on your number one for news and entertainment, are powered by Yo-Yo Foods.
The Ministry of Education has revealed that 8 cases of sextortion where students and lecturers, including administrators, exchange academic marks for sexual favors were recorded in higher education institutions nationwide between 2021 and 2024. The Zambezi River Authority has announced a total water allocation of 30 billion cubic meters for power generation at Lake Kariba for the 2025 to 2026 operational year, up from 28 BCM in 2025. Government has officially launched the UN Health for Life project, a 3-year initiative supported by catalytic funding of $1 million, aimed at preventing and controlling non-communicable diseases and improving mental health, particularly among the youth. In international news, the bodies of at least 40 people have been laid out in a square of a poor neighborhood of the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro, a day after a massive police raid there. And in sports, Morocco and Nigeria were eliminated from the 2025 FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup on Tuesday, leaving Zambia as the continent's only hope in the tournament.
Years later,
we're still here.
Hotter than the
20. 20. It's getting so hot in here.
I said it's getting hot in here.
The heat is on.
In this competitive world, first impressions are everything. My company's brand image needs to reflect the excellence we stand for. We can't settle for anything less than the best. Our graphics design and printing must be flawless. Every detail matters. Design Work Studios Limited is the key to our success.
Design Work Studios is Zambia's top all-in-one media house, turning your brand ideas into reality with innovative design, printing, and branding. Contact us on plot number 13, Sanze Crescent, North Mid. Call 0764-040-000. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Design Work Studios. We design, print, and brand.
1xBet. Bets for everyone. Enter the promo code BETZM and receive a 300% bonus of up to 6,300 kwacha. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
An awesome combination of music and talk radio,
which is carefully catered for your listening pleasure. Radio After 6.
Why does it matter? What's important? How do we put it all into context? Every Wednesday evening between 18:30 and 19:30 hours, giving you the full picture and deeper insights into issues that shape our lives beyond the headlines. Only on Hot FM, number one for news and entertainment.
Good evening and welcome to Beyond the Headlines right here on Hot. The heat is on. I'm your host. My name is Peter Zulu. We're back with another edition of Beyond the Headlines. And we are live on DSTV channel 912, GoTV channel 301. We're live on the Radio Garden, the TuneIn app, and you can stream us live wherever you get your live radio from. Just search for Hot FM Zambia. You will be able to stream us live and catch up with what's going on back home. Now, this week, we are going to be having a conversation regarding something that is very topical in the country. Issues to do with tribalism. Joining us in studio is Miamba Mwansa, who is Tribal Champions President, joining us on Beyond the Headlines this evening. We're here to break all these things down and just see how the Tribal Champions have been trying to fight the scourge of tribalism. Good evening and welcome to Beyond the Headlines.
Good evening to you and good evening to our listeners, and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show this evening. For those of the people that are hearing about the Tribal Champions for the very first time, when was your organization formed and what exactly is it that you do?
Okay, Tribal Champions was formed in 2020. It's a group of individuals coming from different tribes, and it was legally registered last year. So we've been in existence legally for 1 year and some months for now. And I would say that just by definition, because we're champions of all the tribes in Zambia, we're championing different tribes. And Tribal Champions is a non-government organization dedicated to combating tribalism and promoting national unity in Zambia. So we've been on the ground just to do extensive research and also just to advocate for negative impacts of tribalism, which has been going around. And you must realize that tribalism is a very sensitive issue, which is a danger to our nation, and it must be given with huge attention so that it can be combated.
So how widespread, you know, who forms your membership and how widespread are you across the country?
Okay, in terms of sensitization, I would say we started recently, because this is when we started doing radio sensitization in most cases, because this is our second radio program. And I must tell you that before this year ends, we want to do even more than 20, so that at least people should be aware of our programs, our initiatives, so that what we are seeking for from people is the support, because this issue requires every individual to be responsible with their actions, with their, their conversations, and even the way they pass statements. Because remember that tribalism is not only practice, but it can also be in statements on what people say, what people, other people tell the next person.
So how can one become a member of the Tribal Champion?
So being a Tribal Champion member, the first thing, you must be non-partisan. We are all non-partisan citizens, because what we put first is the development of the country. We are loyal to Zambia. Before I was a Zambian. The same thing, before I was a Zambian, I was an African.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this lineage from where I'm coming from, that before I belonged to a certain tribe, I was Zambian. So you must put our country at first for you to become a member of Tribal Champions. So it requires you to be a non-partisan, and any Zambian is free to join us.
How do you do your due diligence then to determine this person is non-partisan, this person stands on the same principles that the organization stands for?
Okay, so we get to ask questions before we even investigate about that individual, because we have a legal team in the group which also follows up in these investigations about an individual wants to join our organization. And in most cases, because right now, because of social media and other things, we get also just to check thoroughly and also just to investigate, ask the next person if we can able to. And we also call the same people for questioning before they join, so that we can make them understand what we're doing and what we stand for.
Okay. As an organization, you are dedicated to combating tribalism and promoting national unity in Zambia.
Yes.
How rife is tribalism in Zambia?
I'll state this to you. We must first understand what is tribalism. Yes. So, in most cases, with people, they will get to say a lot of things about tribalism, not understanding the animal. So, in the shortest context, I'll just say tribalism is a state where individuals within a particular tribe emphasize their loyalty on the community to where they belong more than themselves, surpassing
the rest